Let's talk about love. Let's talk about romance. Let me grab the venerable Hoppletagaga handbook off the shelf. Let me thumb through here and find a chapter that I think, oh God, yes, this is great for this time of year. Chapter 808, get a camper or some scamper. As summertime rolls around, the campgrounds, man, that's the way to go. All these zesty, budding, shivery, drag along on a camping trip with their parents. You know, you see that sign that says HOA, campground? I look at that as hoo-ah. That means the time has come. Yeah, man, they're bored. They're sitting there. They don't want to play pinochle with the geishas. That's when you go and you rent one of those no-fuss, no-muss campers. You know, they hook onto the back of your bumper. It looks like you're towing a box on a wheel until you get there and it opens up into a tent. They're relatively inexpensive. And they have all the gear there at the camper place. Rent the cheapest, diddly camper you can find. And then long about sunset, you roll into a campground, rent a spot, and watch. Sooner or later, you'll see her. Tank top tied up against her tatas. Bottom of the tuchus hanging out of those cut-off shorts. Barefoot. And you all go and strike up a conversation. Hey, how you doing? What's the guy supposed to do to find some fun around this place? Everybody I look here looks like they got one foot in the grave, one foot on a banana peel waiting to go in. Hi, the name's Phil Sokolowski. How you doing? She'll bat her eyes. Well, I'm Sheila. Sheila Roxoff. Nice to meet you there, Miss Roxoff. I tell you what, you know, the one thing that bothers me about this place is the cloying heat. Thank God I got that 50-foot Gulf Stream. Man, that thing is beautiful. You ought to see it. It's got TVs in it. It's got three bedrooms, TVs, a jacuzzi. And it's got a satellite dish so I can watch HBO or something spicier. I mean, it's got a full kitchen. I mean, it's wonderful. Pressurized water, air-conditioned generator. She's like, why? I'd sure like to see something like that. My family just got this tent.
Yeah, I know. That's good, man. Man, but for the grace of God, go on. Sheila, would you like to have a couple of beers for my... So you go walking back to that dinky little thing you rented. She'll say, but wait a minute, this isn't a 50-foot Gulf Stream. You say, I asked the loaner they gave me. 50 foot's in a shot. Damn AC went on the fritz. It's supposed to be delivered in about an hour. Tell you what, why don't we grab a couple of cold beers out of the cooler? And before you know it, that 50-footer will be back here. Yep, you and I will be watching HBO, whatever you want. Even get the pay-per-view channels on that satellite dish.
You begin the plying of alcohol. One beer, a shot. One bourbon, one whiskey, one whiskey.
You sit there at the campground, you're talking, looking up at the stars, you're looking at your watch every now and then. Where the hell is that damn Gulf Stream anyway? The guy told me he's going to bring it right to this spot. You point to a vacant hookup spot. I guess it'll be here eventually. Come to think of it, Sheila, you know, I'm glad it was on the fritz temporarily, because otherwise I'd be sitting in there watching my HBO. I never would have met you, never would have talked to you. And when you think about it, this funny little pop-up tent thing that I got is pretty neat. I mean, really, when you think about it, it's not the vehicle that you're in, it's who you're with.
And thank God I'm with you.
Next thing you know, you're in your little pop-up thing. Hey. Oh, yeah. Your head sticking out of the little flap. Everybody say, and then as you're swabbing off on the canvas, you say, I tell you what, Sheila, here's what you need to do. That Gulf Stream has got to be here in the next 20 minutes. Why don't you hop out, run into the shower room area, and then get yourself cleaned up, and then I'll cook us up a real meal once the Gulf Stream gets here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just take a quick little shower, and I'm going to put on a little evening attire, if you don't mind, and it'll be you and me
watching satellite TV in that Gulf Stream.
Okay, I'm just going to pop in here to the bathroom. I'll be right out.
That's when you hit the girl. A trailer dragging along behind you. Tent flapping in the wind. Supposed to put that down before you get on the road.
Yeah, shut up.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
It's a Nino Grease Manelli, huh?
The Grease Man Show.
It's on the air and will continue to be so. So my cool shot. 800-544-9294. Stand by. There's more of the Grease Man Show.